profit honest food. We're proud to commit to eco-friendly practices that improve every neighborhood we call home.
BurgerFi, 141 Rojay Drive, right next to Moe's and the Fayette Mall movie theaters.
Did you know that Asbury University offers online degrees? We know that today's professionals are really busy and don't have time to drive every week to attend classes on campus, so we've made it easy for you to get your degree by going online and taking your classes. If you'd like to finish a degree with classes that fit your schedule, email Josh. You'll probably want to meet with you for coffee at josh@asbury.edu.
Congratulations to McGee's Bakery, celebrating their 60th anniversary. Family-owned since 1956, everyone knows that McGee's Bakery is a great place to start your day. However, did you know that McGee's also serves lunch? You can enjoy great sandwiches and homemade soups. Also, for the heartier appetite, enjoy one of McGee's delicious burgers. Schedule your next lunch meeting at McGee's, located on the corner of South Ashland and Main Street. Make sure to tell them you heard about them on 1250 Sports Talk.
I'm Dave Mers, and your Central Kentucky forecast is brought to you in part by eBusinessReportLexington.com, free resources to help you grow your business. As we head to the evening, stormy thunderstorms in the area, some could be severe, large hail, damaging winds, gusty breezes, 42. Tomorrow may be shower to begin, breezy and colder, tomorrow's high only at 43. There's your forecast from the WeatherBug Center at WLRT, Lexington's Real Talk.
The following program is sponsored by Horn Marketing and Consulting.
It's time now for Sports Talk, and here's your Sports Talk host, Greg Horn, here on AM 1250 WLRT.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Talk. Greg Horn here with you, and it is Wildcat Wednesday, brought to you by BurgerFi. BurgerFi located across from the Fayette Mall movie theaters and getting ready to open a second location down on campus on Euclid right next to Memorial Coliseum later this month. So you're going to have two BurgerFis. And if you're in the Cincinnati area, they just opened a location there last week. So BurgerFi expanding here in the local area. Well, our Wildcat Wednesday guest is going to be the director of scouting for the Los Angeles Lakers and former Kentucky All-American Kevin Grevey. He's going to be with us in our second segment, which will be about 5:20 p.m., so you don't want to miss that. We've had Kevin on the show before, and he's just a great communicator. He does radio broadcasts for Westwood One. Actually, I think did some of the NCAA tournament on radio and has been doing that for several years, so he's always been a great guest when we've had him on. So look forward to talking to him some about this NBA draft coming up. And he'll be with us here in our second segment, so make sure you stay with us. Well, the weather has caused havoc both nationally and locally. The UK softball game tonight against in-state rival the Hilltoppers from Western Kentucky University that was scheduled for 7 p.m. tonight has been canceled. Also, the weather has caused havoc on events such as the Masters. The Masters had to suspend play in Augusta, Georgia today at 1:25 p.m., cutting short the final afternoon of practice before the actual start of the tournament tomorrow, as well as the popular par 3 contest that they have. So just the threat of severe weather all over right now, so hopefully be careful tonight. We have a tornado watch here until 10 p.m., so make sure that you're aware of that and have a safe place to go in case weather becomes threatening. Well, for the third day in a row, a UK freshman announced that he was declaring for the NBA draft. One major difference, though, Bam Adebayo announced that he would not be signing with an agent. He just wants to test the waters. He's actually going to go to the NBA Combine in Chicago and kind of see where he stands with this upcoming draft. In a statement that was released today by the University of Kentucky, he said that the process we went through at Kentucky was a tough but a rewarding one. It was everything I wanted when I decided to come to Kentucky. It taught me a lot. It taught me how to be a better man on and off the court. I have improved so much since the beginning of the season thanks to the hard work of the coaching staff. They helped me with every step of the process along the way, and they never gave up on me. Adebayo continued to say, I want to thank my teammates. I couldn't have asked for a better group to grow with We are all like brothers. I also want to thank the fans for their support and everything they do for us. Their passion is nothing like I've ever seen before, said Bam Adebayo. I feel like I'm making the right step in declaring for the draft, but I want to be absolutely sure that I am making the right decision for me and my mom. I'm looking forward to the process, and I appreciate the support of my coaches, my teammates, and the fans. No matter what happens, it's been an unbelievable ride. John Calipari was quoted as saying in the statement released by UK late this morning, Bam was our hardest worker this season, Coach Cal said. You're talking about a player who can guard all five positions. He has more perimeter skills than people know, and someone with a size and a physique that can immediately translate to the league. Bam is a great kid with a ton of upside. Should he decide to stay in the draft, he'll be an outstanding four-man in the NBA. Every organization, Calipari said, needs character, and Bam is a high-character kid who only cares about winning. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there as Bam Adebayo announcing today that he is going to test the waters, but he is not going to sign with an agent, and he will have until May 24th, which is 10 days after the NBA draft combine in Chicago, to make his decision. So it's going to be interesting. I did see in the mock draft that was done by Chad Ford with ESPN today that I believe that he did have him going 18th in the draft to the Milwaukee Bucks. So obviously, you know, better places to spend the winter than there. But, you know, if he can be drafted somewhere like 18th, that's obviously a good place to be. It's guaranteed money and pretty decent money at that stage for that. So also, you know, as you look, lots of things there as you look at the draft with things like that, with De'Aaron Fox, he got his opportunity to be in the draft. And then you also have, of course, Malik Monk, who announced yesterday. So they both will be probably in the top eight. And, of course, now we're waiting for Isaiah Briscoe to announce what's he going to do. And maybe they're going to do 4 days in a row since they've already done 3 days. So it'll be interesting to see what's next for this Kentucky Wildcat team. But obviously one of the great things that Coach Cal does is he recruits great players, and that's just kind of part of the deal when you do that. Well, Tubby Smith did not get great news today as two brothers, Dedrick and K.J. Lawson, announced that they're going to transfer from Memphis. They were pretty good players, especially Dedrick was. Dedrick actually averaged 19.2 points, 10 rebounds, and 3.3 assists as a sophomore this year. KJ, his brother, who redshirted his freshman season after having an injury with Achilles injury, averaged 12.3 points and 8.1 rebounds this past season. So definitely going to be missed there. But, of course, they were recruited by Josh Pastner, the former coach, and he was an assistant under John Calipari and was promoted to head coach after Cal left. But Pastner left for Georgia Tech last year. Tubby Smith took over. An interesting part of it is that Pastner had hired their father, Keelon, as an assistant coach in the summer of 2014. Well, when Tubby took over, he kept him on staff but reassigned him to a support staff role as a director of player development. So, obviously, Tubby Smith runs a good program, and so may not be the exact same style personality that Josh Pastner was. So that is part of the deal, but that's kind of tough there for Tubby Smith, losing two key players like that. But he didn't recruit those guys, so they may not feel well with his system. And obviously, they struggled near the end of the year, so there may have been a problem there as we look at it anyway. Looking from the outside in, maybe that was what was part of the problem. So I'm sure that Tubby Smith will rebound well as he's won everywhere he's been. I mean, goodness gracious, Texas Tech, Minnesota, obviously Kentucky, Georgia, and his first head coaching job at Tulsa, taking five different teams to the NCAA tournament. No doubt about it, Orlando Tubby Smith can coach them up. Well, speaking of former UK coaches, Orlando Antigua, the outstanding assistant coach and one of the key recruiters for John Calipari, who went on to parlay that into the head coaching job at South Florida a couple of years ago. Well, unfortunately, he was let go by South Florida earlier this year. Well, it was announced today by the University of Illinois that Orlando Antigua was going to be a new assistant coach for them. Of course, they just got a new head coach, Brad Underwood, the former coach at Oklahoma State for 1 year. And then before that, Stephen S. Austin, he had led them to a couple of NCAA tournaments and I believe a Sweet 16 run. So Brad Underwood taking over. And, man, what a great recruiter. Orlando Antigua just did a phenomenal job. And things that I've heard from several people close to the program that not only obviously a great recruiter, but even just a better person. Rumor was that Cal might try to bring him back on his staff. But looks like that's obviously not going to happen now because everybody stayed. Nobody left staff this year, so he didn't really have an opening. So Orlando Antigua, what a huge signing there for Brad Underwood to get Orlando Antigua on his staff. I know Big O will do a great job there. Well, we talked yesterday, let you know about it, that Patrick Ewing is going to be the new head coach for Georgetown University, and they made it official today as he met with the media in Washington, D.C. And, you know, maybe not as big a deal around here for Cats fans because, you know, you're like, man, Georgetown University's really not been much of a deal the last few years. But I'll tell you, when I grew up and actually lived in the Wildcat Lodge and UK went to the Final Four in 1984 and played against Georgetown University and Big Patrick Ewing, and I tell you, man, that guy was something else. And, of course, everybody knows about the just disaster of second half that the Cats had. I think it was like 3-for-33 after having like a 6 or 7 point lead at halftime. And to be honest with you, Ewing and his guys, they just really manhandled Sam Bowie and Melvin Turpin, the Twin Towers for the Cats. And so it kind of has a nice interest for me there to see how he does. Plus, he played center for my New York Knicks, and it's hard to even admit you're a New York Knicks fan these days, but I've been a lifelong New York Knicks fan, and so it was really good to see him get a chance to do this. He's always been known to have such a great work ethic, and obviously played under John Thompson Jr. when he was there, and that was their best days. They won a national championship, but we'll find out how he does. A lot different as a head coach. We got to take our first break. But when we get back, we're going to be talking with Director of Scouting for the Los Angeles Lakers and the former Kentucky All-American, Kevin Greedy, next on Sports Talk on AM 1250 WLRT.
Hi, I'm Chris Lee with the Kessinger Lee Financial Group. When you're looking to build a financial legacy after years of hard work, you need a financial partner that will do more than just buy and sell stocks and bonds. At the Kessinger Lee Financial Group of Hilliard Lyons, we build comprehensive wealth management plans for our clients. Whether you need to save for your child's education or build and preserve wealth for retirement, we help our clients with all aspects of their financial lives. Visit us today online at KessingerLeeGroup.com or call us at 859-219-4260 to talk with our team of experienced consultants. Let us help you move forward with financial confidence at the Kessinger Lee Group.
Securities offered by JJB Hilliard, WL Lyons, LLC, member NYSE, FINRA, and SIPC.
Hi, I'm Greg Horn with Sports Talk. Are you a basketball junkie like I am and looking for a great place to watch college basketball? Look no further. Shamrock's Bar and Grill is the place to be to enjoy great food, and they've got lots of TVs to help you watch your favorite college basketball and NBA team. Locally owned, Shamrock's Bar and Grill has two locations, on Patchen Drive and in the Heartland Shopping Center. Hope to see you soon at Shamrock's Bar and Grill.
Flowers are the perfect present for any special occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations of life. Creations by Karen wants to help you find the most beautiful bouquets and flower arrangements. Pick up your own at Creations by Karen's convenient location in Zandale Shopping Center off of Nicholasville Road. You could also call 859-277-6166 or check them out online at creationsbykaren.net. Make sure next time you let Creations by Karen help you pick out the perfect present to make a lasting memory.
You dread going to the dentist? I did until I found Beaumont Family Dentistry. With three convenient locations in Hamburg, Leestown Road, and the Beaumont area, they can take care of all your dental needs at Beaumont Family Dentistry. This month, if you schedule your new patient cleaning appointment, you will receive a free take-home whitening kit at your initial visit. So call Beaumont Family Dentistry today at 223-2120 or check them out online at BeaumontFamilyDentistry.com. Did you know that Asbury University offers scholarships in 17 intercollegiate sports? Asbury is also one of only two private colleges in the state of Kentucky with a nationally accredited music program. And Asbury also has more than 150 student organizations to choose from. If you're interested in participating in college instead of being lost in the crowd, email Asbury at admissions@asbury.edu.
I'm Dave Mers, and your Central Kentucky forecast is brought to you in part by eBusinessReportLexington.com, free resources to help you grow your business. As we head to the evening, stormy thunderstorms in the area, some could be severe, large hail damaging winds, gusty breezes, 42. Tomorrow may be shower to begin, breezy and colder, tomorrow's high only at 43. There's your forecast from the WeatherBug Center at WLRT, Lexington's Real Talk.
Now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. Greg Horn here with you on Wildcat Wednesday, brought to you by BurgerFi. Joining us on the phone now is Director of Scouting for the Los Angeles Lakers and former Kentucky All-American, Kevin Grevey. And Kevin, obviously our Wildcats didn't get to go to the Final Four, but thought they had a really strong showing this year.
Well, they really did. The one thing you want to see is those freshmen that Coach Cal had grow up and become veteran players overnight before our own eyes. And to see the bench play, you know, to see the way Hawkins contributed and Willis. Our Kentucky natives did a fabulous job. And Fox becoming a special player, the way he was able to lead the team in the SEC tournament and did the same, no less, in the NCAA tournament. But they just came up just a little bit short. They got beat by the champions, UNC, but, you know, a little break here or there. It could have been Kentucky in the Final Four having a chance to win that championship.
Was a guy that played in the Final Four, you know, played at Kentucky at the highest level, played 10 years in NBA. I mean, talk a little bit about how tough it is to get to the Final Four.
Oh, man. You know, it's one of the hardest things to do in sports is to get to the Final Four. You saw the upsets, one and done. You know, you run against a hot team or a couple breaks go against you, or if you're just not making shots, you know, you have to be a complete team, and you got to be able to grind it out. You got to win in a lot of different ways. And I certainly thought that North Carolina proved it in the tournament. They didn't have their best. It probably wasn't one of the better North Carolina teams. So not just talent alone. You're going to have to get the unlikely players to step up, like Luke May did for North Carolina and hitting that game-winning shot. He was spectacular in Memphis, and he was a no-show in Phoenix. So it takes multiple guys contributing and sometimes unlikely players who become heroes.
Well, let's talk about the SEC a little bit. You talked about North Carolina and not at their best, and Arkansas, you know, really had them on the ropes. You have Florida, South Carolina, and Kentucky all in the Elite Eight. And then, of course, South Carolina shocks the world, makes it to the Final Four. But five teams from the SEC in the NCAA tournament. Share your thoughts about the SEC's performance this year.
Spectacular. You know, it really was. The two surprise conferences in the tournament was the Big Ten and the SEC. The one conference that was probably the most disappointing but end up winning the championship was the ACC. They had nine teams go in, and after the first weekend, there were eight out. So I thought the SEC was underrated all year long. I knew they were better than they were, and they proved it in the tournament. And, heck yes, I was rooting for all of the SEC teams, and it was great to see that the ride to South Carolina had. That was special. A team that had been in the tournament often and hadn't won a game since, 44 years, and they get to the Final Four. Frank Martin deserves a lot of credit for this, to see those players play the way they did.
Kevin, you obviously see a lot of college games between your job with scouting, then also you do radio with Westwood One, the radio. And you saw that Indiana hired Archie Miller. What was your thoughts on that hire for a head coach for the Hoosiers?
Well, that was really a nice hire by the Hoosiers. I think all of us were taken back by Steve Alford so emphatically during the tournament when he was asked, are you going to consider the Indiana job? And he said no. He said conclusively, no, I'm happy where I'm at UCLA. Of course, Steve has done a heck of a job at UCLA, but you would have thought that would have been the perfect match. And I'm sure it was his job to turn down, and he did. And right on the heels of that comes Archie Miller. I'm not sure how long that list of candidates were, but I think he was one of the first calls by Indiana after Alford turned it down. And, what a family. Sean Miller and Archie Miller have done a fabulous job coaching in a tough place at Dayton, in the Atlantic 10. You're not always getting the top players, but he developed them, and he was really strong in the tournament. They beat some powerful teams over the last several years. Ohio State is one I think of. And I think Archie was probably in the line whenever Thad Matta was able to say enough, who was the coach at Ohio State. I think Archie would have probably taken that job. But, man, how often does a job like Indiana come around? And I'm sure he didn't have to think long and hard on it. It's not too far away from where he's from, Pittsburgh, and I think it's a great hire, and I think Archie will do a heck of a job.
Just tuned in. It's Wildcat Wednesday here on 1250 Sports Talk, and we are talking with Director of Scouting for the Los Angeles Lakers and the former Kentucky All-American, Kevin Grevey, 10 years in the NBA also, and also does radio broadcasting with Westwood One, so covers all aspects of basketball. They're locally in your area, Washington, D.C., Georgetown University, announced Patrick Ewing is their head coach today, and obviously Patrick, phenomenal player there with the Hoyas, and a lot of coaching experience in the NBA, associate head coach with the Charlotte Bobcats, should I say, or Hornets, I'm not even sure what they're called now, but announced today, yet not head college coaching experience. What's your thoughts on that hire?
Again, I think, he's John Thompson's first guy. John Thompson has a statue out in front of the arena and has a lot to do and a lot of say of what goes on there in the basketball program at Georgetown. And when his son was let go, I'm sure that was a tough decision for Georgetown to make. As John Thompson III started off very good at Georgetown, but over the last 4 or 5 years, boy, it has been void. A lot of players transferring out, underachieving. So the life of John Thompson III needed to be put down as a coach. And they made the right decision there. I think Patrick Ewing will do a heck of a job. Yes, he's more familiar with the NBA, as you said. He was an assistant coach here for the Wizards for several years as well before he took the Charlotte job. And I've had many opportunities to talk to Patrick. He's really developed as just a terrific basketball guy. Everybody loves Patrick. Patrick is probably going to have to hire some assistants that know the landscape, get some AAU guys in there, get some assistant coaches that understand how to recruit, because I know that'll be the area that Patrick will probably struggle with the most. But as far as X and O's, who wouldn't pay attention and have great respect for Patrick Ewing? It keeps that legacy back intact, and the whole city of Washington's excited for him. And I'm real happy for Patrick. He is one heck of a guy. He doesn't have a malicious bone in his body. He's a wonderful human being. Was an unbelievable Hall of Fame player and has paid his dues as an assistant for over 20 years in the NBA.
Well, that's a great point, and wish him the best of luck there. Well, let's talk now. Obviously, you deal with scouting. You've been watching guys all throughout the year. Now comes the time. Kentucky, obviously, has had several guys in the past couple of days. To no surprise, De'Aaron Fox, Malik Monk. Today, Bam Adebayo announced that he is going to test the waters but not sign with an agent, go to the NBA Combine. Talk about it from somebody that works for an NBA team, and especially somebody that has the experience you do with scouting. What are the type of things that you will be looking for in players at the Combine?
Well, I definitely want to see, you know, obviously the talent is there with those players that you mentioned. And we've looked at most every player that'll be in the draft several times. That's what the last 4 or 5 months were designed to do. And we do mock drafts. We have an idea where we think a player will be picked in the draft based on the other 29 teams' needs. And of course, that's in an evolving, it's like the stock market, up and down goes a player. And we may have a player in the first round, and we meet every 2 weeks. We have conference call every Friday. And that player will slide up or down a couple spots depending on what other players are doing. Now that the NCAA is over with and the combines start up, and after the combines, then the agents work out players, and then we put invites out, bring players in. So that'll still be moving. Those players will be on our draft board all the way up to the draft. But specifically what we're looking for, the Lakers, we're looking for guys who can shoot the ball at every position. That's how Luke Walton wants to play. He wants to play fast. He wants to be able to push the ball up. Wants to have players who can defend multiple positions, so we're looking for versatility in players that aren't just pigeonholed like a shooting guard. We want them to be able to maybe guard a three, guard a point, to be able to play out on the floor, to be able to post up, to be able to play without the ball is important because, yes, we want to share the ball, but this is a star system league, and so when you've got one or two star players, they're obviously the ones who are going to have the ball in positions to score. So what do you do as a player without the ball? Most of the great players are players who have been able to play with the ball. They're the go-to guys, the scorers. Now you're going to be a role player. So we want to see how that player performs when he doesn't have the ball. What is he doing to help the team win? What are the smaller things that he can do? You know, rebounding, defending, being able to get deflections, being able to do things to help the team win that maybe won't show up in the stat sheet. Those are all things that are important to make a complete player that we want to draft.
So you talked a lot about there from the basketball aspect, which obviously if they don't have those gifts, they're not even being considered. But share a little bit about also the things that you're looking for off the court as far as character, if you take a guy to dinner and, you know, get to know them and things, because there's a lot of travel and you're going to be spending a lot of time together with these people with an 82-game NBA season, which is almost three times what the college season is. So talk a little bit about the stuff off the court that you're looking for in a potential draftee.
Well, Greg, that's a great question, and that is the hardest part of you know, analytics will not tell you about a player's character, his personality, his love for the game, what does he do in his free time, what kind of moral structure he has. You know, it's not going to tell you, nor is a stat sheet going to tell you. So we need to spend time with these players. We do background checks. Spend a lot of time talking to the AAU coaches that he's played under, and also coaches he's played against. We also want to talk to professors, academic advisors, trainers, the media, people who have had interaction with those players. So we're trying to get a 360-degree look at a player And that takes time. And that's what we're doing right now, is putting together a list of contacts that we can talk to, and then go into that school and spend a few days with the coaches and these select people that I mentioned, and then try to get a background check on them. Then we meet with the player. We bring him in. We take him out to dinner. We're only allowed to bring in a player twice. And you can spend 48 hours the first visit and then 24 the second. So we like our coaches also to be involved and take out the players to dinner. So the front office will take them out the first visit. Then if we bring them back for a second visit, we know they're important in our cause, then the coaches will meet with them.
Just tuned in, we're talking with Kevin Grevy, former Kentucky All-American outstanding player, 10 years in the NBA. Also is director of scouting for the Los Angeles Lakers, and been talking about aspects of the draft here and what they look for. But John Calipari just finished, I believe, his eighth season with the University of Kentucky. Has had a tremendous amount of success with having players play in the NBA, first-round draft picks, some number one draft picks. Talk about what it is that Cal does to help prepare his guys for the NBA that's impressive to you all on the NBA side of things.
Well, Cal, you know, he recruits McDonald's All-Americans. Not every coach will do that. There are only 24 McDonald's All-Americans. In fact, I was at the McDonald's All-American game last week in Chicago, and I saw some of the guys. Quad Green, you know, who's from Philadelphia, Nicholas Richards, who is from New Jersey, is a Kentucky signee. P.J. Washington, I believe it's P.J., yes, it's from Nevada. And I'm trying to think of the other one that I saw that played in that game. But there were four Kentucky players that showed. And then there were a lot of undecideds that Kentucky's still in the mix with. It was Jared Vanderbilt. That's the slender 6'7 forward. So all four of those guys showed well in the McDonald's game. Kentucky will reload. They'll do fine. But directly to answer your question, the thing I'm most pressed about is the four players that I just mentioned. They're all stars. They're all averaging 20 points a game. When you go to Kentucky, it's a special situation. You're going to have to share the ball. You may not play the kind of minutes. You can go to Arkansas. You can go to another school, you know, and maybe be a star and play 38 minutes and average 20 points a game. But Coach Cal, under no pretense, will tell you, you're going to play less minutes. You're going to share the ball, but you're going to be playing with great players every day in practice. It's going to make you better. Our practices are going to be as competitive as they are in the games. And I'm going to teach you how to play defense, how to play without the ball, and how to do other things to make you a whole, complete player. Because every player's got holes. They got some weaknesses. And he's not telling them how great they're going to be and how you're going to be a star. And I've got 20 first-team All-Americans that I've coached. That's all kind of goes without say. They know, these players, when John comes into their living room, that they got to be pretty daggone good. And it's not for everybody, Kentucky. But it is for people who are willing to work at all facets of their game to become a better player and to be you. You know, it can make you or break you. It takes a very strong-willed player to play at Kentucky. But it's all set there for them. The training facilities, some of the best in the world, and they have terrific player development coaches and facilities to make them better. And if you're a player and you want to be the best you can be, then Kentucky's got to be right there in the mix. And I love how these players mature and develop. And perfect example is, you know, De'Aaron Fox. Look how much better he got as the season progressed. We saw a lot of things he couldn't do, shooting and turning the ball over. He got nicked up a little bit. He's a slender body. But, you know, by the end of the season, he looked stronger. He looked more confident. He shot the ball better. And he could pick his spots, win the score and win the pass. And it takes time to build chemistry on a team with all those great players. But I like the way Coach Cal gets these guys improving right before our eyes. Every game they try to get a little better, individually and as a team. And it certainly was the case this year.
Well, I appreciate you giving us some insight into what it's like from the NBA side, looking at things from both the players and then what they need to do, but what you're also looking for off the court. And I guess, as you said, though, it's changed a lot, hasn't it? Because now, even though it is obviously, you know, you're with the NBA, you still got to go to the McDonald's All-American game because a lot of these guys are just going to play 1 year in college. So you're already looking at them as potential NBA guys even then. Is that correct?
Well, we're not allowed to, as NBA personnel, go to high school games. Only sanctioned all-star games are NBA personnel allowed to go to, such as McDonald's All-American. We can go to the practices that precede the game and the game itself. We're not allowed to talk to the players or coaches or family members. We sit there in the stands or in the bleachers at practice. We score out the players. It's our first look at these guys because we can't go to see them play during their high school seasons. There's a Jordan Brand Classic that's coming up next week, a week from this Friday in the Barclays Centers in Brooklyn, New York. I'll fly up to that only for the game. The practices have been closed. And they have the Adidas Nation game out on the West Coast coming up in a few weeks. So those three All-Star games and the Hoop Summit, which is going on right now in Portland, we have several of our front office people there for that. That's a three-day event. That's the only time you're allowed to look at underclassmen. So unlike the college coaches and assistant coaches, they're watching these kids all the time. We only get a little peek at these high school kids. So we like to see them all. That's a baseline. And then we want to see them play during the season and see what improvements they make as they progress during their year.
All right. Kevin, you've been very gracious, giving us a lot more than the a lot of time I asked you for. I know it's an unbelievably busy time for you, but we really appreciate you making time for us and being our guests on Wildcat Wednesday and just talking NBA with us, man. We really appreciate it.
Oh, certainly, Greg. You've always been a good friend and asked good questions, and I appreciate your call and anytime. You know that.
All right. Thanks, Kevin. Best of luck to you as you finish up the draft process.
Okay, Greg. Good
I'll
luck.
See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Take care. All right, that's Kevin Grevey, former outstanding Kentucky basketball player. If he could have played all 4 years back when he played, they were only allowed to play 3 years back in the early 70s. He was on Adolph Rupp's last team. They played in the championship game against UCLA and unfortunately lost that game. I think if John Wooden's last game. If John Wooden hadn't announced, he was recruited by Adolph Rupp, but if John Wooden hadn't announced his retirement, I think those guys would have won that game personally. So, but obviously just an outstanding individual, and really have enjoyed him being with us every time that he is. We've asked, you know, a couple times he's not been able to because he's had other obligations, but tells me he can do it another time. Gives me a second time, so really appreciate him doing that because he is unbelievably busy doing games on the radio with Westwood One, and then imagine being director of scouting for the Los Angeles Lakers. So they should have a high draft pick, obviously, as they've really struggled. Already got one Wildcat on there, Julius Randle, so good to see Julius on there. Nice to see if maybe another cat could get on there. Obviously, a lot of outstanding point guards in the Chad Ford mock draft for ESPN, his NBA draft. He does a really, really good job of doing that for several years. They have Malik Monk fourth to the Orlando Magic right now. And then at number seven for the Sacramento Kings, they've got De'Aaron Fox. And then, as I shared with you earlier, at number 18 and Chad Ford's mock NBA draft. I said 18. I'm sorry. I believe it was actually it's 19. 19 with the Milwaukee Bucks. Bam Adebayo. So the quote that he had on Bam, Chad Ford. Bam played much better over the last month of the college season, and when he plays with toughness as a rebounder and finishes in the rim, he looks a part of a lottery pick. So the Bucks could use toughness in the paint to balance all the skilled perimeter players that they employ. Well, we got to go to a break, but stay with us. It's our final break, and we'll be back with more sports talk right after this on AM 1250 WLRT.
BurgerFi, natural and proud of it. Our beef, it's beef. No hormones, no antibiotics, just 100% certified Angus. You know, the way nature intended. We really get cooking with other chef-driven favorites, made from scratch daily, like our crispy fries and double-battered onion rings, hand-cut and served with house-made sauces, fresh farm veggies and gourmet toppings, all with local craft beer and wine. But we don't stop at honest food. We're proud to commit to eco-friendly practices that improve every neighborhood we call home.
BurgerFi, 141 Rojay Drive, right next to Moe's and the Fayette Mall movie theaters.
Did you know that Asbury University offers online degrees? We know that today's professionals are really busy and don't have time to drive every week to attend classes on campus, so we've made it easy for you to get your degree by going online and taking your classes. If you'd like to finish a degree with classes that fit your schedule, email Josh. You'll probably want to meet with you for coffee at josh@asbury.edu.
Hi, I'm Chris Lee with the Kessinger Lee Financial Group. When you're looking to build a financial legacy after years of hard work, you need a financial partner that will do more than just buy and sell stocks and bonds. At the Kessinger Lee Financial Group of Hilliard Lyons, we build comprehensive wealth management plans for our clients. Whether you need to save for your child's education or build and preserve wealth for retirement, we help our clients with all aspects of their financial lives. Visit us today online at KessingerLeeGroup.com or call us at 859-219-4260 to talk with our team of experienced consultants. Let us help you move forward with financial confidence at the Kessinger Lee Group.
Securities offered by JJB Hilliard, WL Lyons, LLC member NYSE, FINRA, and SIPC.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. Greg Horn here with you on a Wildcat Wednesday brought to you by BurgerFi. BurgerFi right out there at the Fayette Mall, just across from the Fayette Mall movie theaters. They're going to open a second location down on campus right near Memorial Coliseum on Euclid, right near Papa John's and Qdoba. So that should be opening later this month. And then last week they opened one up in Cincinnati. So BurgerFi getting a big presence here in both the Lexington area and in this geographical area with the one opening in Cincinnati, possibly a third location open in Lexington later this year. So BurgerFi really moving up and expanding and doing lots of great things. Their burgers are fresh. There's not a freezer on their premise. They make things fresh there. Their fries and onion rings are delicious. The onion rings are huge. They also have really good milkshakes, and they also have adult beverages if you want to have one of those. And then they've got tons of TVs if you want to watch your NBA basketball, Major League Baseball. In fact, those Cincinnati Reds, they'll be trying to get their first win of the year tonight as they'll be playing at 7:10 p.m. up in Cincinnati, hosting the Philadelphia Phillies, hoping to bounce back after that opening day loss to the Phillies 4-3. So you'll be able to catch that at BurgerFi if you want to see the Reds play. So we appreciate BurgerFi being our sponsor of Wildcat Wednesday. Well, yesterday the Kentucky baseball team went up to play at the University of Louisville, and it was a tough outing for Nick Benjones' 8th-ranked Kentucky baseball team as they took it on the chin 5-3.
They did make a nice comeback as they were down 5-0. But, you know, unfortunately a loss is a loss. And it was only the third loss since March 8th. And the Cats fell to 21-9. And the Wildcats had not lost the game by more than three runs until coming to Louisville yesterday. Within that, with the help of a Kentucky area, Louisville scored two runs in the first inning. And then the first two U of L batters struck out before third baseman Evan White bobbled a short hop, allowing Tate-Free High School graduate Devin Harrison to reach first. Then after an infield hit, Drew Ellis scored both runners with a double. And then Louisville got two more runs in the second inning. UK freshman starter Zach Thompson walked the bases loaded, and then Harrison's liner to left allowed left center scored two runs. And would have scored three had the ball not bounced off the fence for a ground rule double. Louisville added another run in the third inning. And then with the bases loaded, Thompson hit Josh Stowers in the foot. And then this was the last of 79 pitches that Thompson threw. Kentucky never went out in order through the first six innings. The Cats had at least one hit in each of the first five innings and a walk in the sixth. Although five runners got in scoring positions, none of them, unfortunately, were able to get to the plate for Kentucky. That pattern continued in the seventh. White doubled with two outs and moved to third on a pass ball, but Tristan Pompey struck out to end the threat. Then Kentucky finally broke through in the ninth. Two singles and a walk loaded the bases with one out. Louisville brought in its closer, Lexington Christian graduate Lincoln Hintzman, who has seven saves already this season, doing an outstanding job for the Cards to face White, whose two doubles earlier in the game gave him the 18th most hits in program history at UK. Hintzman struck out White looking on a 3-2 pitch. Then Pompey plated Kentucky's lone run by topping another 3-2 pitch past Hintzman. UK got two runs closer when Zach Rex hit a liner off the glove of Louisville's first baseman. And with runners on first and third, Rex got thrown out trying to steal second to end the game. So, unfortunately, Louisville has owned Kentucky over the last few years, but a nice comeback. And obviously, Louisville's got Lexington ties with the Lexington Christian graduate Lincoln Hintzman being a top relief pitcher, and then Devin Harrison being a shortstop there, the former Tate's Creek star. So, got some local flavor there for Louisville there. But hopefully, with new coach Nick Banjone, more of those guys will be staying at home. And hopefully, Kentucky can get Louisville again, as I believe they will be coming back to play Kentucky later. To Lexington to play Kentucky later this season. So we shared with you earlier about the mock draft, and shared where we Malik Monk and also De'Aaron Fox and Bam Adebayo should go. But maybe your interest in other players that Kentucky have a local interest. Jared Allen, who played for my brother, assistant coach at the University of Texas, he is announced that he is going to test waters. He's not signed with an agent, but he has said that he is going to look at it. He is picked 17th in this mock draft by the Chicago Bulls. Jared's an outstanding player. I think he's going to do well in the NBA. Honestly, selfishly, I hope he goes back to the University of Texas. TJ Leaf, who had two outstanding games against Kentucky during this season as a freshman, he announced that he is going to the NBA draft. He is Chad Ford's got him going 14th to the Miami Heat. And so TJ Leaf, an outstanding player. Then also looking at other guys that UK has played this year, even though Harry Giles did not play against Kentucky with Duke, Harry Giles, obviously a top recruit that Kentucky would like to have. He is picked 13th by Chad Ford going to the Nuggets. Miles Bridges, who Kentucky played in one of their first games, is picked number 12 by the Charlotte Hornets, according to Chad Ford. Zach Collins, outstanding freshman, even though I know Kentucky played against him. I got to talk about this guy. I love Zach Collins' game. I really thought that if he hadn't gotten in foul trouble in the first half, early in the second half, and then fouled out with a lot of time left, that he could have been the difference for Gonzaga. I mean, he was a man amongst boys, I thought, against Oregon. Just a strong game. 14 points and 13 rebounds and six blocks against Oregon. I'm sorry, I meant South Carolina. And so he also still finished with 9.7 rebounds and three blocks in the title game against North Carolina even though he was really limited because of foul trouble. So, man, if I'm an NBA guy and I need a big man, I definitely would look at Zach Collins. Then also looking at other players of interest that Kentucky has gone against this year or players that might be of local interest, Jason Tatum of Duke, he announced he's going. They've got him going number six to the New York Knicks. My Knicks, I like Jason Tatum's game, so I'd be all right with that pick. Number five to the Philadelphia 76ers. Maybe if Alex Poitras can get another contract with them, maybe Dennis Smith, the freshman from North Carolina State. They might be teammates. That's who Chad Ford's got going in his mock draft. I already told you earlier that Chad Ford's got Malik Monk going fourth to Orlando Magic. He says in this that the Magic are a mess and could undertake a major front office change and overhaul this summer. Makes it a bit difficult to project this team's need. There will be several good options on the board here. He said, but they might add another point guard, or they might try to get a dynamic score because they lost Victor Oladipo last year and they traded him away. He said it's not an easy call for this pick, but Monk's three-point shooting would look especially attractive to Orlando Magic. Then we talked about the Los Angeles Lakers and obviously Kevin Greavy, who was on our show in the last segment. He could not talk about any specific players where they would go. But Chad Ford's got Josh Jackson, the outstanding freshman from Kansas, as the second pick. Then in number two pick with the Phoenix Suns, Lonzo Ball. So that'd be interesting there. Chad Ford says Ball is a better playmaker than Eric Bledsoe and Brandon Knight, the former Cats, and will be able to get the most out of the Suns' young talent and allow to, and if they could land Ball, he says, that would allow the Suns to use Bledsoe or Knight or both to land another significant piece this summer. So we'll keep you posted on that, see what happens. And then the number one pick in the draft, according to Chad Ford with ESPN, his mock NBA draft, Markelle Fultz, the outstanding freshman guard from the University of Washington. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. We're waiting to hear if Isaiah Briscoe is going to test the waters. He's not a projected first-round pick right now at this point. So we'll see. But, hey, I want to remind you, if you ever miss any of our shows, you can always catch our podcast. I know my friend Bruce Hamm likes to listen to the podcast sometime, and Bruce's a loyal listener, but he travels a lot with his job, and so sometimes he can't pick up our station, so he listens to our podcast. And if you want to catch our podcast or you missed any of our show, you especially didn't want to miss today's interview with Kevin Greavy, former Kentucky All-American, but right now I think you'd be more impressed to listen as he is the director of scouting for the Los Angeles Lakers, and he talked a lot about what NBA teams are looking for in players, both obviously on the court, but also some things they look at off the court. And so really be worth your while. You can catch our podcast or on our website, 1250sportstalk.com. Usually have those posted about 6:15 or 6:20 p.m. After each show. Or you can go back to see things from this week. We had Rick Bozich yesterday from WDRB in Louisville. On Mondays, we usually have Justin Rowland with Cats Illustrated. He's always a great guest, one of our most listened to podcasts. So check those out at our website, 1250sportstalk.com. Or you can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. In fact, that's the easiest way. If you follow us on Twitter and Facebook, you can find us there simply at 1250 Sports Talk. It'll automatically come up in your feed there on Twitter or Facebook, and you can catch our podcast there. And so I hope that you'll check those out and maybe subscribe to us. We're on Podomatic. It's free, and you can check out those podcasts, see some of the great guests that we've been able to have over the past month. Very fortunate to talk to a lot of UK players on Wildcat Wednesday, such as Dan Issel. It was great to have Dan Issel. We've had Jack Givens. There's a lot of former Wildcat greats here on our show, so make sure that you don't miss that, and you'll subscribe to those so that you can catch those automatically. About ready to wrap up this show today, but I'll tell you one thing, I'm getting kind of tired of seeing on Twitter. In fact, we are wrapping up this show, so it's going to be a wrap. So thanks for joining us. Tune in tomorrow for 1250 Sports Talk at 5:05 p.m. on AM 1250 WLRT. Good night.
BurgerFi, natural and proud of it. Our beef, it's beef. No hormones, no antibiotics, just 100% certified Angus. You know, the way nature intended. We really get cooking with other chef-driven favorites, made from scratch daily, like our crispy fries and double-battered onion rings, hand-cut and served with house-made sauces, fresh farm veggies, and gourmet toppings, all with local craft beer and wine. But we don't stop at honest food. We're proud to commit to eco-friendly practices that improve every neighborhood we call home.
BurgerFi, 141 Rojay Drive, right next to Moe's and the Fayette Mall movie theaters.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.
Broadcasting from the Lexington Athletic Club studios.